Welcome to the Spiritual Shock Podcast.
For some reason, we believe that every lesson has to be hard and rough and struggle and pain, and you gotta cry and it gotta hurt. But we tend to forget about the blessing lessons. Oh, I like that. Blessing lessons. This was a blessing lesson. Like, it is a blessing lesson to find out that the miracle you've been waiting for, longing for, and wanting, you already are. We tend to forget the miracle that we are. And it's good to be reminded every now and then. And since the Spirit is leading me to record this, so might as well record it. Welcome to Spiritual Shock with Lyrical. Well, I said Lyrical. I'm about to say the label that I want to name. But with Lyric Lamour. And I'm just moved to kind of, you know, get you thinking on the uplifting path. You know what I'm saying? You know? And hearing Janae Aiko Magic Hour and saying, maybe I'm the miracle. That is a blessing lesson, because you are a miracle. And sometimes, you know, we tend to forget how it is a miracle and a blessing to breathe without thinking, for your heart to be beating, for you to be healthy and strong. Hell, it's a blessing and a miracle to have two legs and two arms. Some people ain't even got that. You know, it reminds me of the picture that I see in social media every now and then. And I'm seeing the pictures right now, so I'm going to talk about it. Have you ever seen that picture where somebody's complaining about their old car, and then next to the old car, somebody on the bike and saying, dang, I wish I had a car. And then the dude on the bike is complaining about his bike, but then there's a dude on the bus saying, dang, I wish I had a bus. You know, I wish I had a bike. You know, not a bus, but I wish I had a bike instead of riding and catching this bus all the time. You know what I'm saying? And then you can see somebody in the wheelchair, I'll probably be mixing it up, but you see somebody in the wheelchair wishing they can even ride a bike or just walk on their 2 feet to even catch the bus, or even can drive a car, because they don't got their legs. They ain't got the movements of their legs. They ain't got that action. All they can do is sit in the wheelchair. So if you got your 2 feet and your two arms and your heart is beating and you're breathing, I'm just here to remind you, because the Spirit wants me to remind you, that you are the miracle. That is the magic of life, the real simple things that we never even really pay attention to, that we never really ever focus on. I have been blessed enough to go on this journey, this spiritual journey, and to finally be in tune with myself and know that everything works out for the benefit of me, and that nothing happens in my life that isn't going to work out for the greatness of me. Even if all the enemies come at once and I'm torn down and broken into pieces, that is not the end. And even if I die in this body, it's still not the end, because I am a spiritual being having a human experience, and I am no longer a survivor. I am more than a warrior. I am now a conqueror, and I live my life every day striving and being that conqueror that I know that I am. And the crazy thing about it, I always let you know in every podcast too, that you got it too. You know what I'm saying? You got to realize that you're the miracle right now. So you mean, like, I wish a miracle would happen. I know how that feel. I said it a few times myself, and then be like, do you know it's a miracle to not say, hey body, breathe in and breathe out? You know, I know you heard this before. You know it's a miracle to not have to remind your heart to keep beating. Okay, you know it's a miracle how your blood cells and all this stuff in your body is working together to fight diseases and sickness all the time. Even when you get sick, just picture all the days of your life that your body was fighting and striving and kicking it for you. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Because I think a lot of people always forget that when bad times happen, it's real easy to forget about all the good that happens. I'm not faulting you or shaming you or anything for it, because I do it myself. All I'm saying is, don't be too hard on yourself. And I just want to ask you today, what can you be thankful for right now in this moment with what you have? I don't care how terrible your life is. Take your eyes off the darkness for a second and look into the light and find what you can be thankful for right in this moment, right now. You know, I had a lot of people come and go in my life, and I was watching Iyala, and she was saying, send out some, who's sacred to you, send out the sacred love and everything out, not in these exact words, but basically send out the sacred love to them and just say, you know, you're sacred to me because of this. And I named a lot of people in my life in the past that influenced my life and made me better, that I learned and grow from. And I am thankful that I'm aware enough to know that everybody that comes in your life is for a reason or season. And it's very few you really get lifetime people, but you know what I'm saying? If you get them and you got them, that's something to be thankful for, because I don't even have lifetime people yet. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just want you to realize how, even in messed up situations, how blessed you are. Even when I look back at my life, it's like, man, I could have died then, but I didn't. I could have went to jail then, but I didn't. I could have been broken, but I wasn't. Okay. I could have taken myself out, but it wasn't my time. I could have just let anger and hurt consume me and never really go on the path of love and self-examination and healing. And even now, you know what I'm saying, learning that the world cannot affect me unless I allowed it to affect me. You know what I'm saying? And that goes for family, friends, neighbors, strangers, coworkers, supervisors, bosses. I don't care who it is. The way to recognize your greatness and your power and that you are a miracle right here and right now is you got to raise your vibration. And sometimes you just got to get general with it, as I learned from Abraham Esther Hicks. Look her up on YouTube. I promote her, even though she don't know me or anything like that personally in human form. But yeah, it's like, I just want you to really look at your life and what you can be thankful for right here, right now. And I always let you know, all the people that you think is great, got positive energy, that has a good life, or you admire, that doesn't really, you know, spaz out or do evil things and stuff like that. We all make mistakes, but some people out there, a lot of people look up to, and they not worth looking up to. And deep down inside, you know they ain't worth looking up to. Okay. All right. But it's some people in this world that you just know just got that godlike energy like nobody else. It's some people that you just meet in life and you just like, wow, they're just so positive and they're just so loving, or they're so caring, or they're so strong, or they don't have to do what the world is doing. They independently standing alone, and man, they're amazing in their own right. They don't have nothing that you don't got. They're just able to see through the hurt and the pain. They can see the ending instead of the going through. They can be grateful and thankful in the pain and in the rain and in the midst of the storm, because they know that the storm is eventually going to leave, because nothing can stay forever and change is inevitable. And oh, I said that wrong, but who cares? Change is going to happen no matter what. You cannot stop it. And if you keep going through, and if you keep pressing on, if you keep marching forward, the change on the other side will always, always be for the good of you, if you learn the lesson, if you take in the knowledge that life is giving you, if you realize that what you think and what you speak and how you move and what you do influences your life. The influences of others is only them allowing you to influence them. But trust and believe me, if they want to take their power back from you, they can, because it is their power to have. That's facts. Okay. So I'm just here to remind you that you are the miracle, you are the blessing. And even if you hurt and abuse and just tired and sick and don't know where to go or what to do with your life, say thank you for my breath. Close your eyes and feel it. Say thank you for this heartbeat. Even if your heartbeat is slowing down right now, thank you for the life that I have lived. Thank you for the choices that I have made. Thank you for who I am. For this life is not the end of me, but just the beginning. say thank you for your arms, for your fingers, for your fingernails, fingertips, heartbeat, white cells, red cells, blood and veins, your blood, okay? Thank you that your eyes can cry when you feel sad or emotional, because all them emotions bottled in just destroy you from within. You know, they say you cry because you are just so full of emotions, your body can't contain it, so it lets you out, lets it out in tears. Sometimes you might have to yell and scream and just scream out because of frustration and hurt and pain. But after all of that, you still can say, I'm still here. I am still breathing. I am still fighting. Even if you're sick with cancer and things that's going to kill you, you're lying in your deathbed and all you're doing is complaining. If you hear my voice and if you ever listen to this, I want you to realize right now, right here, in this very moment, stop complaining. Pause. Take a break from the complaining for just a minute or two. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And thank yourself for fighting to live. You know, I always say this. Everybody is always praying and asking God or whatever higher being that they believe in to keep this person from living, keep this person to live, keep this person to keep going in this life. And we tend to forget that death is going to happen to each and every one of us. And sometimes you are no longer meant to live, but meant to leave this body that was temporarily anyway. And even if you don't believe it, hey, the spirit don't care. It's still going to keep moving and thriving with or without this body that you're in. So knowing that, and your deathbed instead of complaining, look at what you can be thankful for. And even if you did some messed up stuff in your life, everybody, each and every one of us, has done some good. Even a baby that don't make it has done some good. I have had parents talk about all the love they have felt for a child that they could not hold or keep in their arms, for a child that they could not take home. And instead of making it destroy them, perspective of the truth is that this baby that I could not take home, that died in my arms and felt such great pain and hurt, made me realize that love is something miraculous. Makes you remember again how unlimited it is, how powerful it is, how wonderful it is. Makes you remember, maybe I should love the people around me a little harder. Maybe I should love a little stronger. Maybe me and my mate, my partner, my kids, my family and friends shouldn't be fighting so much. Maybe that anger that I had was worthless. Find the good and greatness in everything. And I guarantee you, if you keep doing that and you don't give up and you strive for it every day of your life, you will change your life, because it all begins with the mind. So again, I want you to think about what you can be thankful for right here, right now. You miracle. You blessing, you survivor, you conqueror, you warrior, you unlimited being, you godlike energy, you amazing human being, you amazing, powerful, great spirit who is full of love, hope, prosperity, abundance, and all the good things that you strive and want in life, because it is you. But you're letting your mind and your words stop you from the very thing that you want. You letting this world teach you instead of you using your own mind and own brain to teach yourself. It is all about perspective. You hear it all the time because it's true. In the universe and life, God, Buddha, Muhammad, whatever you believe in, is trying to tell you it all begins and ends with you. So, to start, gratitude must be your attitude. You got to realize all the things you have already overcome. Realize all the things that made you feel good even before this daunting moment. And if you already feel good, bask in it, milk it, enjoy it, talk about it all day, even when it get people stirred up and it gets on their last everlasting nerve. This gets on my nerve. Milk that goodness, because when you milk the goodness, you're telling the universe you want the goodness to forever flow to you. Okay? When it comes to complaining, it's all right to complain. We all going to complain. I complain, you complain, everybody going to complain, okay? No matter how spiritual or wonderful you are, everybody going to complain, everybody going to get hurt, everybody going to get mad and going to get angry and all that stuff. And I always tell you this because it's true, and I know there's a lot of background noises and everything because I didn't feel like turning off the air conditioner. I was just moved, so I'm just doing it when I move, and that's how I do this podcast. When I move, I do it, okay? All right? So, despite all of that, as I always say, the difference from people that know who they are and aligned and in tune, that are powerful creators and manifestors in life, is they don't sit in them bad things like you do. Complain, get angry, do whatever you got to do. And even anger and stuff is not at the multitude as you see other people react and like do childish things with. Okay. You'll know how to handle the anger and everything. And even if it gets loose and wild, guess what? You know the truth of who you really are. And I'm telling you what every great person does. They let the mind be in their control instead of the mind controlling them. And they tell people what they're going to do, not people telling them what they're going to do. They tell you who they are. Okay? You can tell them that you ain't no good, you sorry, you lazy, but no, they would tell you, excuse me, you don't know me, you don't know what I do, you don't know what I create, and my thinking is not of that, so don't tell me what I am, I tell you what I am. I say all the time, I am a powerful manifester, I am a powerful creator, because I'm planting seeds in my own mind, because I'm the only one that can really truly plant it. Everybody in the world can tell you how beautiful you are. It's beautiful people out there that get told they're beautiful every day and they still don't think they're pretty. They still don't think they're beautiful. It's people every day go out there that people call ugly and they are not cute and they think they're the finest thing in the world. Perspective is everything. So you miracle worker, you light bringer, you manifester, you powerful creator. One more time, what are you thankful for right here, right now? And I'm going to end this saying that I'm thankful for who I am, who I become. I am thankful that all those struggles in my life, I always made it through. And that's what I remember when I'm struggling now. You made it to this age. You made it to this moment. You made it to this second. This ain't nothing. You ain't made it through worse. Okay? This ain't nothing. Sometimes you got to remind yourself how powerful and great you is. You made it to the second, the minute, in this hour, and it was not just all roses and wonderful things. Okay. I'm thankful for that. I am thankful that the universe loves me enough to take care of me even with my foolish ways. I am thankful for my heartbeat, the blood that runs through my veins, my body, my mind, my growth. I am thankful that I am a spiritual being and not just a human experience. I am thankful that I am energy and I can attract any and everything that I want into my life. I am thankful for my eyes that see, the nose that smell, the mouth that speak, the tongue that tastes and helps me speak and express my emotions. I am thankful for the toes and the feet and the ankles and the legs and all the bones and everything that is miraculous and wonderful about this body that I even take for granted. I am thankful that I know now, and I cannot know even when I don't want to know, but it feels good to know because I work on knowing every day. I am thankful for peace. I am thankful for joy. I am thankful for love. I am thankful for happiness. I am thankful for when I go through now, I can pause and say, hey, what's going on with me instead of what's going on with everyone else in the world. I am thankful I went from a survivor to a warrior, and I'm stepping into being a conqueror, and I'm stepping into that every day. It's a lot of rest going on, a lot of rest. And sometimes I even get patient with the rest, but I am thankful for the rest because I know, and like I said before, even been podcast before, because I know it in the back of my head, you better rest now, because once you start crawling and then you start walking and then you start running, all the people that thought they left you behind, you're going to pass, and that's going to be a journey, and then you're going to wish you can rest. That's what all the great greats do anyway. Oh, I wish I can rest, but I love what I do, so I keep going. I am thankful that even though I may not fully love everything I do, is that I'm getting closer to loving everything that I do in my life. And that in itself is a blessing, because many people don't make it. Many people don't get to feel it. You know, we are always so caught up in ourselves, we forget. Some people ain't got roofs over their head. I am thankful for the roof over my head. I hope this is helping you to be thankful about some stuff. Okay. I thought I'd help you out a little bit. Thank you for the roof over my head. I'm thank you for having money to pay my bills. I am thankful to having a little extra money to get something to eat and do what I please. Okay. I am thankful that I'm at least trying. And even if I give up or quit or tired of doing something, all I do is try something else new. I am thankful I'm not afraid to try. I am thankful I face my fears. I'm thankful I bungee jumped and skydived and zip lined and all that stuff. I am thankful that I love my mom as great as I did when she was alive. So when she died, I wasn't too like sad, or I didn't say anything like I hate you or anything before she died like some people do, and they just feel so bad. You know what I'm saying? Because they're of their natural emotions, and maybe they were a little too rough. But I guarantee you in the spirit, they have already forgiven you. So forgive yourself. And sometimes when you ask for forgiveness, thank you for forgiveness. Because sometimes I even have to work on forgiveness. It don't mean you have to actually go to the person and confront them. Because sometimes you ain't even going to be able to confront the person. But just write it down. Burn it up. Make a tradition out of it. You know, make it a thing. Write it out. Ask for forgiveness. Meditate about it. Put them in front of you and say, you know, I forgive you for doing this, because there's some people that has been raped and mistreated and done wrong. It felt like nothing and all that stuff. Work it out, okay? And then say, I am thankful. I am thankful because I am somebody. And my light was so bright they tried to dim it. But guess what? I'm going to make sure I light that mother back up, okay? And I shine brighter than ever before. I done it, and I do it every day, and I know you can do it too. All right, I'm done. My spirit is calm. I'm calm. I got this out. I just want you to realize the magic in you, because the magic in me is more powerful than I have even seen right now. I have been told it. I believe it. I receive it. And therefore, it's going to show up in my life. And I'm going to enjoy it as much as I can. All right? And be thankful in it as much as I can. And make sure gratitude is my attitude as much as I can. And I am thankful that love has always been my best friend. And even when I was blaming it for all the hurt and stuff of growing up, love taught me. That was a journey I had to go through just so I can get back to the truth of who I am again, and know that love don't hurt. It's your ideas of love that hurt. Love is just an unconditional, powerful thing. And I am thankful that I always knew how to love, and the people that ask for love, they end up getting me and didn't know how to treat it. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And then I took it in, and I took that the wrong way in a lot of ways. And like I always say in all my podcasts, because it's just true, I never had a problem loving. Loving was has always been an easy thing for me. Always been something that I always admire and respected and always chill with and always been best friends with. Something that you have as a baby and sometimes we let go. That was something I didn't let go from a baby all the way up to now, grown ass man. Anyway. Okay, even when I was going through, I still never really fully go. I just like, something ain't right. Life has got to be better. Love is not that. I know what love is. No, I just know. I just know. And then I had to get the proof. Now that I have given the proof and I know, I can't unknow. And I'm thankful for it. All right. It may frustrate you sometimes, but guess what? If you learn the lesson, you'll keep the blessing. All right. If you don't, you're just going to get dragged more and more. And you don't want to go through hell. All right. You don't want to go through hell here on earth. Okay. Just to get back to earth level, girl. I was trying to warn people. Learn your lesson. Because if you don't, life just makes it worse and worse and worse, okay? And next thing you know, you feel like life is hell. No, life ain't hell. You just ain't learned your lesson. You just ain't taking it in. You just ain't growing up, baby, okay? So guess what life got to do? It got to keep on dragging you until you grow up. You are here to learn. Life is learning. Life is energy. Energy is learning. Energy is flowing. It's always going. Life is learning, okay? Okay? That's why I can sit around all day and not do nothing and be just fine and feel like life is good because I'm learning every day. Okay. And I teach myself to learn through situations, even minor ones. Okay. That's what keeps life good. Life is flowing energy. And guess what energy does? It's always learning. It's always growing. It's always remembering. It's always moving. Okay. All right. Anyway. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Shock. I hope this helps somebody. I was really calm on this because I'm just calm and it's just like the spirit was just like, let's get people to say thank you. All right. Let's get people to say thank you. All right. And let's get people to know the miracle they are. Let people know the goodness they are. I hope this helps somebody. You know, I know it will help somebody, whether now or later. Anyway, I know I'm gonna help somebody whether now or later. Now I'm not taking ownership of you. But I know I'm giving you the truth, okay? That I do know, okay? All right? Anyway, so like I end most of my podcasts, when people are in their deathbed, they ain't talking about what they did try. They talking about what they didn't try. So try, okay? All right? Because trying means something. It really does. I learned more and more about trying during this COVID year, during last year, was like, wow, trying really do mean something. Just trying makes you feel better. Even when you fail, it's just like, oh, I'm tired, I failed. And it hurts. I ain't gonna lie. I'll be like, damn. But it's something about, because you tried, it's like, let's try it again. We ain't done it before. And next thing you know, you keep trying and boom, something gonna happen. That's how life works. Gotta keep going. Gotta keep that mindset. Don't give up. You gotta keep that mindset positive and good as much as possible. As I always say, you may not can't do it all of the time, but your show can do it most of the time. All right. Lyric Lamora with Spiritual Shock. Love y'all. I'm out. Bye.